Good afternoon, news time 12 noon, 33 degrees outside, expecting a high near 35 under partly sunny skies for this Friday. Motorists in Sheboygan County were caught off guard by slippery roads this morning. The Sheriff's Department said most of the problems were in the western part of the county. Two incidents involved vehicle rollovers, one about 6:30 near Kohler where one person was ejected, and the other about 20 minutes later east of Elkhart Lake. Lieutenant Mark Rupnick said in total there were three accidents that did cause injuries, two of which required transports to hospitals, three accidents without injuries, and one vehicle in the ditch. President John F. Kennedy was assassinated in Dallas 50 years ago today, and his death is being commemorated across the U.S. and around the world. Dallas is marking the date with a ceremony in Dealey Plaza that is just getting underway, where President Kennedy was shot while riding in his motorcade. Dan Godwin of Fox News affiliate KDFW reports that the mayor of Dallas says the day is about the late president, not the city.
Mayor Mike Rawlings had been joined by other former Dallas mayors in setting the tone for this observance. Mayor Rawlings pointing out that the ceremony today is not about Dallas or even the assassination, but about the life and legacy of JFK.
A jury in Milwaukee has awarded $39 million in damages for a freak incident at a downtown parking ramp that killed a teenager three and a half years ago. Mike Kinzel has more.
After hearing 5 weeks of testimony, jurors found the Random Lake firm of Advanced Cast Stone mainly responsible for the death of 15-year-old Jared Kellner and injuries to two others. The company had installed a decorative concrete panel that fell from the second floor of the O'Donnell parking ramp in Milwaukee, with three victims right below it as they were headed to Summerfest. The victims' awards were for injuries, pain and suffering, and emotional distress. Advanced Cast Stone also told to pay $15 million in punitive damages. Issues remain over insurance coverage. Those issues will be explored during a court hearing on Monday. Mike Kinzel, 1330 WHBL.
The wife and sister-in-law of a missing Fond du Lac man are suspected of committing foul play. 37-year-old Eve Nance and her 33-year-old sister Tina Ewell are facing charges of hiding a corpse and resisting or obstructing in the disappearance of 37-year-old Timothy Nance. He has not been seen since November 1st. Fond du Lac Assistant Police Chief Steve Klein.
Based upon, you know, evidence, statements that have been made by a number of individuals, we do believe that Mr. Nance is the victim of foul play.
Anyone with information is asked to call the police. A man from Waukesha is facing hundreds of years in prison for crimes against children and infants. Eric Grillert has more.
Detectives in Waukesha say Jeffrey Lauer was sharing child pornography online when they identified his IP address and executed a warrant to search his home. A hard drive removed from Lauer's home contained child pornography that depicted children, including infants and toddlers at times, engaging in sexual acts with adult men and, in some cases, animals. Lauer could face up to 265 years in prison and $1 million in fines if convicted.
For WHBL News, I'm Eric Grillert.
The family of missing 27-year-old Kelly Dwyer of Milwaukee is losing hope of finding her alive. Tony Dwyer says he thinks his daughter is dead, but hopes he's wrong. She was last seen going into the condo of boyfriend Chris Zocco on October 9th. Zocco is facing drug and child pornography charges and has not yet been charged in connection with Dwyer's disappearance. He is free on bail, while a $10,000 reward is now offered for information that leads police to Dwyer. Wisconsin's unemployment rate hits its lowest level since the recession started in 2008. State officials say the seasonally adjusted jobless rate for October was 6.5%, down 0.1 point from September, and below the national average of 7.3%. Preliminary numbers showed that Wisconsin added the most jobs in manufacturing, followed by retail and educational and health jobs. Meanwhile, the State Department of Workforce and Development says quarterly numbers show Wisconsin created just under 24,000 private sector jobs during the year ending in June. Holiday travelers hitting the road for the upcoming Thanksgiving holiday should see some relief at the gas pump. Gas prices in Wisconsin have dropped to their lowest level in almost 3 years, largely because everything seems to be going right in the supply chain right now.
We have ample supplies. Demand is fairly modest. And crude oil prices have finally gone below $100 a barrel and have stayed there in recent weeks.
Pan Moen with AAA Wisconsin says the current statewide average price for regular unleaded fuel is about $3.14 a gallon. We are less than a day away from the start of the 2013 gun deer season in Wisconsin, with thousands of hunters getting ready to head out this weekend to try to capture that trophy buck. Plymouth-based DNR wildlife biologist Dale Katzma says Sheboygan County is in a herd control unit, meaning no restrictions on how many deer can be harvested. However, he says the late start of the season and Mother Nature may play a role.
Kind of be difficult to stay out all day and be out in the field as much as you'd like, and so it could have an effect to some degree. But on the other hand, if we do get some snow during the week or something, that generally is considered helpful in sighting deer and tracking them.
Overall, CATSMA reminds hunters that they need to practice safety measures while out in the woods and fields.
Always point your muzzle in the same safe direction. Be sure of your target and what's beyond your target, and keep your finger out of the trigger guard until you're ready to fire.
The 9-day season continues through December 1st. It will be a cold start to the season, as we do have temperatures that will stay below freezing this weekend. For the rest of today, partly sunny and a high near 35. Tonight, mostly clear, a low near 20, and partly sunny skies this weekend, highs only in the 20s. I'm Rusty Melberg for 1330 WHBL News, as we get ready to send you back to Rush Limbaugh. WHBL News time is 12:06.